Grace, peace be with you. May increase in us through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. I will read from the book of Isaiah, from chapter 33, verses 13 to 24. And the words are in Jesus' name. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our Solomites, thine eyes shall see. Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us, a peace, a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, nor shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. He will save us. Thy tacklings are loosened. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Amen.
Kuulkaa kaukaiset kansat, mitä olen tehnyt.
Hear.
Lähellä elävät, oppikaa.
Ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might.
Miksi me pidämme näitä seuroja?
Why do we keep these services?
Viikosta toiseen.
Week after week, we wish to gather to listen to the word of God.
Ja haluamme myös näissä seuroissa.
And we wish also at these services
Jumalan sanaa, kutsuvaa Jumalan sanaa, olla julistamassa.
We wish to proclaim this word of God, this word of God that invites all to the ends of the earth, just as we have been asked to do.
Täällä Keuruulla oleville paikan päällä.
The word of God to those here in Keuru, but the same word hears you.
Et ole päässyt tänne.
You can also hear you who have not been able to come here.
Mutta sinä olet meidän kanssamme.
But you are with us,
ehkä kaukanakin täältä,
even though you may be far away from here.
Sanat kuuluvat myös sinulle.
And these words can be heard also by you. They belong to you. The Lord Jesus has sent us
tätä sanaa saarnaamaan,
to proclaim this word, to go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
Tässä sanotaan sitten, että
here it says the sinners in Zion are afraid.
On tullut ulkokullatuin päälle.
Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites.
Tässä jakeessa.
In this verse.
Puhutaan. Siitä.
It speaks.
Kaikki olemme syntisiä ja
of how we all are sinful, corrupted by the inherited sin.
Joudumme aina sieluvihollisen voiman houkuttamana.
And are always tempted by the enemy of the soul into different sins.
Omalla voimalla.
We, with our own strength, we will not remain believing.
Uskovaisina me saamme olla.
As believers, we can
joka päivä olla panemassa.
Have mercy granted to us as sinners, putting away travel faults and errors that what attaches itself to us.
Tässä puhuttiin myös.
Here it also speaks.
Jotka ovat lähellä.
Of those who are near us, a thought comes to mind. That are they close to the kingdom of God, but not in the kingdom of God?
Puhutaanko siinä?
Does it speak?
Kuinka monesti?
How many times man wishes
poimia ehkä niitä parhaita paloja,
to gather the best pieces from here and there.
Myös tässä uskomisen asiassa.
Also here in this matter of believing.
On varmasti hyvä, että me järjestämme.
It is good that we arrange these larger services.
Mutta ystäväni oletko tullut
but friend
näihin seuroihin?
Have you come to these services as a habit
mukava tavata tuttuja
just because it's nice here to meet friends
hyvä meininki
and there is a great atmosphere here
hyvä asia että tulit
it is a good matter that you came
oli ajatuksesi mikä tahansa
no matter what thought you had in mind
haluan sinua muistuttaa
but I wish to remind you of that matter
me emme tule vanhurskaiksi ja autuaiksi
we do not become righteous and saved
missä me kuljemme ja olemme
by that in the places we travel or go
ja miltä meidän ulkoinen elämämme näyttää
and that what our life looks like
sydämme uskolla me tulemme vanhurskaiksi
with faith in our hearts we become righteous and blessed with confessions from our mouth.
Joskus saattaa käydä niin, että tämä
sometimes it may be
uskovaisen elämä
that the life of a believer
alkaa tuntua liian yksinkertaiselta
begins to feel too simple
päinvastoin
or opposite of that the enemy of the soul
ajamassa
can be
myös lain alle
trying to drive us under the law
on annettu herättää
the law of God has been given to awaken the feeling of sin
hakeutumaan ihmisen hakemaan synnin tunnossansa Jumalan armon alle
and to feel confession under the law but the enemy of the soul may be trying
se voi
to do it the other way. It may feel that under the grace of God the person tries to go under the law.
Jumalan valtakunnan asumisessa rupeaa näkymään
where living in the kingdom of God we can see those
tällaisia
rules
asioita. And
those things that are denied,
sitä
those matters
omaa tahtoa ja
which
mieltä.
Make, which narrow mieltä, the thoughts and words of man. It feels
sitä tai tuota
that believers cannot do this or that.
Ei tule niitä listoja. Mistä
a believer
jostakin julkisuudestakin lukea, että meillä
comes up with lists on, and some we might see in the media
että ei saa tehdä
that we can't
vaikka
do this
ei saa katsoa telkkaria ja
you can't look at TV you cannot use makeup you cannot use earrings
eikä saa olla ikkunallista pyykkikonetta.
Or you cannot have a washing machine with a window.
Mitä näitä on?
And what are these?
On varmasti sellaisia
Some are
uskovaisella sydämellä, kun me
that with a believing heart
elämme ja
when we live and dwell,
niin me emme halua,
we do not want to do such things.
Ne eivät ole meillä millään tavalla rajoittamassa meidän elämää.
They are not restricting our lives, but a believing heart can be free of those matters that are bringing us farther from God.
Uskovainen mieli ja sydän.
A believer's mind and heart wishes to battle
kerran pääsee taivaan kotiin.
That one may one day reach our heavenly home.
Komassa.
Wants to remain believing, wants to do such things
lähemmäksi Jumalaa,
that are leading us nearer to God.
Eikä halua toimia.
And it does not want to act in such a way.
Rakas veli tai sisar,
that himself or a beloved brother or sister, because of my actions, becomes tempted or distressed, tempted by the enemy of the soul.
Se sydän ihmisellä voi kiintyä erilaisiin asioihin.
The heart of man may become attached to various things.
Asiaan.
And when it attaches to something,
ohjaamaan meidän,
it begins to lead us.
Ja näin hyvistäkin asioista.
And even of good things,
meille liian tärkeitä.
They may become too important to us.
Oman terveyden ja kunnon,
one's own health and well-being,
ihmiselle epäjumala,
can become an idol.
Sitä voi olla rahaa, uraa.
It can be money, a career,
mikä vaan harrastus meillä,
a hobby,
tulee liian tärkeä,
when it becomes too important.
Aivan kuin hämärtämässä sitä näköalaa.
So that it is dimming our perspective, our view, towards which we wish to be heading.
Ihmisinä me tiedämme, että kun me jostakin asiasta,
we know as man, when we are excited about something, it fills our life and is guiding us.
Tällaisikin asioihin me saamme olla pyytämässä Jumalalta voimaa.
We can be asking for strength for these things from God.
Sydämemme ja
that our heart and our thoughts
aina säilyä,
would always remain
asiassa,
in that most precious of things.
Ajassa tehdä erilaisia asioita ja on tärkeää,
we can in time do various things.
Tämä tähän yhteiskunnankin toimintaan ja
and to participate in activities of the society as well.
Omalla elämällämme.
And in
uskovainen on kutsuma,
this life, a believer,
Jumalan valtakuntaan,
is called to the kingdom of God.
Sanotaan, että
A believer is calling to the kingdom of God those that are on the outside. It is said that a believer confesses of her faith through deeds we do. We do not notice this ourselves. But surely many of you have been in different events where someone who is not with this grace has come to ask,
mikä sinä olet?
What are you?
Mitä sinulla on sellaista?
What do you have
ehkä meillä ei ole?
That we may not have?
Tai että sinusta
or
päälle päin.
It can be seen from you some peace you carry.
Silloin kun on synnit anteeksi.
When sins are forgiven.
Rauha omalla tunnolla.
Peace in our conscience.
Se aiheuttaa meissä myös monesti sellaisen ulkonaisen päälle päin näkyvän rauhan.
It brings out in us a kind of peace on our outside that we do not notice, but the world notices.
Eilen täällä.
Yesterday, here, through our brother, we heard of righteousness.
Minkälaisia ovat, mitä tarkoittaa sanaa vanhurskas?
What does this word mean, righteous? And what are the distinguishing marks?
Jumalalle kelpaava.
Steadfast and devout, acceptable to God.
Ja sellainen on Jumalan lapsen tilaa ja olemus.
And such is the state of a child of God.
Tässä luetellaankin niitä.
Here
Jumalan lapsen
it is read
tuntomerkkejä.
The signs of a child of God. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil.
Jumalan lapsena.
As a child of God, we do not wish to listen to all
mitä meistä saatetaan pahaa puhua, eikä meidän tarvitse
all that is said about us that might be against us. We do not wish to be using our ears and eyes in order to trouble ourselves.
Valintoja tehdessämme me haluamme.
When we make choices or decisions,
toimia aina.
We want
ja katsoa
to act
määrän päältä. Sitä palkan maksua, joka
and look at our destination that is before us.
Ja Jumala on luvannut
and God has promised
auttaa.
to help us.
Hän on korkeudessa asuva. Kalliot ovat hänen linnansa.
He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure.
Sinun silmäs näkevät
kuninkaan. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off.
Jumala pitää meistä hyvän huolen.
God takes very good care of us. As the birds of heaven and the flowers in the valley.
Sitten tässä myös puhutaan.
And then it speaks of here.
Sinun silmäsi ihmettelevät, kussa nyt ovat kirjan oppineet, kussa ovat neuvonantajat, kussa tämän maailman.
Thine heart shall meditate terror, where is the scribe, where is the receiver, where is he that counted the towers?
Siinä puhutaan.
It speaks of
uskolla peritään,
how through faith we inherit the glory of heaven.
Taivaan kunniaa,
that glory of heaven
ei peritä,
is not inherited with wisdom and reason.
Tämän lunastuksensa rakentanut niin.
God has built this redemption in this way.
Aivan kaikkien tavoitettavissa.
That everyone can reach it.
Minunkin.
Even you and I.
Vaikka me emme kaikkia näitä kirjoituksia.
Even if we don't understand all these writings.
Ja Jumalan sanaa, sanasta sanaan tuntisi.
And we would know God's word for word. We can still be believing through grace.
Jäi mieleen.
It came to mind.
Tässä kesäseura radiosta saanut kuunnella.
I have been able to listen to the summer radio.
Puheita, jossa
there are many sermons
selitetty,
in which the word of God is explained.
Me kun puhujavelit tänne paikalle tulemme.
And we speaker brothers, when we come here
itsessään köyhän tuntoisena,
feeling very poor in ourselves, niin humble,
välillä ja monesti miettimme sitä omaa kohtaa.
Often we ponder this, our own situation.
Saa olla meille kaikille tärkeä.
It can be important to all of us. In this matter, we can be.
Mutta se, mikä jäi siellä,
free to decide for ourselves, that we take care of the state of our souls. There was a brother on a mission trip. He had conversed
toisen uskon edustajan kanssa
with someone else in faith, of another faith. And this person said there,
kirjoitukset ja säännöt minä kyllä tunnen.
The writings and the rules I know, even though I don't believe. And the brother thought on this.
Omassa kohdassa tuntuu niin kuin itsellänikin nyt tuntuu, että
that his own situation was the opposite. Even now it feels.
Uskoa haluan.
I wish to believe.
Sääntöjä ja
kirjoituksia. Even if I don't know all the writings, all the rules in the scriptures.
Ja se on
or know the scriptures very well.
Nimenomaan sillä uskolla.
And it has been promised unto us that it is that faith, that through that faith we shall inherit heaven. When we have that faith in our hearts, we are inheritors of heaven. There is nothing greater than that that man can have.
Ja se, että me saisimme tuon uskon säilyttää sydämessä.
And that we can keep this faith in our hearts.
Yksi Jumala lahjaa.
It is a gift of God and grace from God.
Tälläkin hetkellä haluaa.
That God, even at this moment, wishes to be proclaiming this joyful message of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, even at this morning moment.
Rakas sisar ja veli.
Dear brother and sister,
seurakentällä,
here in the tent, in the area outside or in your campers, if you are just awakening to this day of service, or at home, maybe working, you can at this moment be of comforted mind. The Heavenly Father wishes to be reminding you.
Tälläkin hetkellä saat uskoa.
At this moment you can believe. All your own sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood.
Kaikki synnit on anteeksi.
All sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood.
Kaikki synnit on anteeksi.
All sins are forgiven. Unto peace, joy and freedom.
Tämä anteeksi antamus.
This forgiveness of sins is a wonderful matter. It is a perfect thing. It belongs to all. All who wish to accept this. Even you, dear friend, who feel that you are not yet a part of this kingdom of God, but you have traveled close. You have traveled close for a long time, and you've maybe thought that I will one day repent. Do not push that repentance far away.
Uskoa kaikki omat synnit. Epäuskon.
There's no risk here. Right now where you are, you can believe your sins forgiven. All sins of unbelief, the works of the enemy of the soul, who tempts you to move that repentance further away. You can believe all that forgiven right now in Jesus' name and blood.
lähteä seuraamaan Herraa Jeesusta ja
you can go to follow the Lord Jesus. You may come into the kingdom of God as a dweller. The doors are yet open.
Mistä tätä kutsua kuulutetaan?
From whence this call is proclaimed.
Joitakin aikoja sitten.
Some time ago, I was able to speak with a friend who isn't yet a dweller in this kingdom of the kingdom of God.
Ja että mistä tulee se rauha,
and where does that peace come from that is seen outside to the world?
Tällaisessa keskustelussa en osannut oikein muuta sanoa.
Surprisingly, in a conversation like this, I didn't know what else to say.
Omalle kohdalle tulee
but that personally
minä saan uskoa,
peace comes from that,
että Jeesus on sovittanut,
that I can believe that Jesus has atoned for my sins
anteeksi,
and they are forgiven to us,
myöten,
even the very last one.
Sen anteeksi antamuksen kautta minäkin olen taivas kelpoinen ja
and through that forgiveness I am worthy of heaven.
Minä uskon, että minä pääsen kerran taivaaseen.
And then I believe that I can one day reach heaven.
Mitä mikä voisi olla enemmän?
I have nothing that is more precious.
Minä olen tämän lahjaksi saanut.
Then that I have received this is a gift, and then we continue that conversation.
Me ihmisinä,
we as human, we are weak,
ja synti tarttuu,
and sin attaches.
Me teemme syntiä,
we sin, and what then?
No, minä koitin avata sitä, että
I tried to open.
Sitten me saadaan uskoa uudestaan se syntikin anteeksi.
That simply we can again believe that sin forgiven, that I am not any better at any moment. I cannot refuse sin on my own, that always when sin attaches, I can believe it forgiven.
Uudestaan ja uudestaan.
Again and again.
Ja sitten hän siirtyi miettimään omaa kohtaansa.
And then he turned to his own thought.
Sitä kuinka hän koki, että
how he felt.
Lankeaa aina.
That he always falls again and again into the same sins.
Niin, minä koitin sanoa, että
I tried to say that same sin can also be forgiven.
Ja hän siihen vastustelemaan, että mutta eikö se ole tyhmää, että aina
and he began to say, but isn't it kind of stupid that one always falls into the same sin? And I say, yes it is, but we are human, that even I fall into the same sins. And every one of us surely has matters like this. It is kind of stupid, but Jesus walked the road of the cross and he atoned even for those same sins. We can always again and again believe them forgiven.
Täällähän Matteuksen evankeliumissa
Here in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus teaches about that.
Pietari tuli
teaches Peter about this. Peter came.
Herra, kuinka usein minun pitää veljelleni, joka rikkoo minua vastaan, antamaan.
That how often must I forgive my brother when he comes?
Sanoi Jeesus hänelle, en minä sano
against me is 7 times enough. Jesus said unto him, I do not say to you only 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Eli niin monta kertaa kuin
so many times
sitä syntien anteeksi antamusta tarvitaan, niin
as that forgiveness of sins is needed
tarjolla,
then so many times it is offered.
Ja muistammehan me senkin Jeesuksen opetuksen.
And we do remember that teaching of Jesus.
Opetti siitä, että jos tuo
in which he taught about
ei riitä, niin minä
if those the money for caring is not enough, then I'll pay when I return. This grace
se riittää sinullekin
is enough. It is enough for you too, even you who feel the most burdened, who feels the most sinful.
Vieläkin uskoa kaikki.
You can still believe that all sins are forgiven.
Sillä Herra on oleva väkevä meidän tykönämme. Ja siellä pitää olla oleman leviät virrat ja ojat. Ei venheellä taideta mennä sieltä ylitse, eikä laiva taida sinne purjehtia.
For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed, they could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided.
Herra on meidän opettajamme. Herra on meidän kuninkaamme, ja hän auttaa meitä.
The Lord is our king, he will save us.
Siinä varmasti puhutaan siitä taivaan valtakunnastakin, kuinka vaikka monesti
that is what it says here, that the kingdom of heaven
matkaa kuvataan merimatkana.
That often this journey is pictured as a journey on the sea that we are making.
Mutta omilla paateilla ja omilla teoilla, omilla
but through our own efforts, our own deeds, our own navigation, we will not find our destination. For that reason,
meille on niin yksinkertaisesti
that is why
yksinkertainen reitti tuonne taivaan.
We have such a simple path to heaven that has been built for us, that everyone would find his way there.
On puhuttu siitä, kuinka tämä Jumalan
it has been spoken of how the word of God is a map on this road to heaven.
On
our conscience is a compass.
Kartta ja kompassi.
It is good that we have a map and a compass when we make this journey. The word of God,
antaa meille
the Bible,
ohjeet, joihinka me saamme luottaa,
gives us instructions that in which we can trust.
Kartta.
It is an accurate map that we follow with the compass of a clear conscience.
Ei pelkästään riitä.
We know that only the compass is not enough.
Se ei ole ole kompensoitu oikein tai meillä ei
if it hasn't been calibrated right or we don't have
taulukkoa tietoa siitä minkä verran montako astetta se milläkin suunnalla näyttää
knowledge of what degrees it should be
hyvä tarkastella
that is why it is good for us to examine our own conscience on the way from time to time
kompassissa voi olla eksymää joka aiheutuu
a compass may have a deviation
erantoa joka
caused by magnetic fields
maan magneettikentästä
or a deviation that comes from the earth's magnetic field and for that reason
ja jonka mukaan me voimme
a map
kompassia tarkastaa
is needed so we can check the compass.
Anna heille pingoittaa köytensä. Ei ne pidä kuitenkaan.
Thy taglines are loosed. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame take prey.
Mutta viimeisenä ja tärkeimpänä.
And last and most important portion of this text, this verse, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.
Jumalan valtakunnan. Kaikki kerrottu, kaikki ominaisuudet.
That is the kingdom of God in all its characteristics. That is the important. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Here we have heard the gospel of forgiveness of sins preached for many days. And still, God is preaching that in his mercy. I myself feeling weak and unsuccessful, sinful, coming to this place as I do, I ask you, do I have that promise to believe?
In
Jesus' name and blood, I wish together with you to believe.
Tehdä aina sinne taivaan
to make this journey
saakka.
Unto the glory of heaven.
Johannes vielä tästä.
John.
Ilmestyskirjassaan.
Yet in the book of Revelation says.
Kuulin suuren äänen taivaasta.
I heard a great voice from heaven saying, Look, a dwelling of the Lord among men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself is with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, and no more mourning, no crying, nor pain. For they who have gone before,
tälläkin hetkellä jäädä turvallisesti luottamaan.
That is, we can remain trusting even at this moment, remain believing. God is good to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen.